and I didn't know whether he was asking me to give some kind of concert or other, but I've decided to avoid the concert approach. I will play something on my cello in a minute, just as part of this little section of the service. But I chose to have a more traditional kind of format with prayers and readings and to try and find something meaningful to say to you all this morning. Mike also wanted me to give a little bit of a testimony, so I'm going to give you a very short resume of my Christian life up until this point. I did, in fact, at the very start of my life, go to a Church of England church. My mother took me along to Sunday school, and after about 3 weeks of cutting and pasting things from Hello magazine onto pieces of paper and writing captions and things, my mother decided that this was not quite the Sunday school that she was after. So she found out about the local Baptist church, and at the age of, I think it was about 6 or 7, my mum took myself and my sister along to the Baptist church in Wallingford-on-Thames in Oxfordshire, which is where I was born and where I come from. And this was the beginning of my Christian life, and it was a wonderful experience. I obviously joined in with Sunday school, and we had a group called JUCOs. I don't know if you have JUCOs here or if you've heard of JUCOs. This is a kind of Baptist youth movement, basically called the Covenanters. The Covenanters. And JUCOs were junior Covenanters. And there were about 12 or 14 of us in this Sunday school. And the wonderful thing was that from that age, we kind of grew up together over the next 10 years and kind of formed a youth group and everything else as we went through the church. And a number of us were baptized. I was baptized and declared my faith when I was 12. And is there a pool under here? Yeah, right beneath me, yes. Yes, so I was baptized in a baptismal pool just like the one beneath me, I'm sure. And then gave my testimony on that day 70 years ago. No, it's quite a while ago. But that was the very start of my Christian life. And I grew up with friends who were Christians and went to Sunday school with them and youth group and so on. Then I went to music college in London, and that was a real challenge, but I managed to find a local church that was came fairly well recommended by people in the college youth group. It's called Holy Trinity Brompton. I don't know if you've heard of Holy Trinity Brompton, the origin of the Alpha Course, amongst many, many other things. And I started out my Christian life in London at HTB. And that was my first year, and then eventually moved to Olympia and went to another HTB plant around there. And so I've been playing music in church since I was about 10 or 11, as soon as I was able to sit at the piano and vamp around on some chords for people to sing worship to. That's pretty much what I was doing. And when I was 12, I made a vow that I would spend the rest of my life leading people in worship and using my music to the glory of God. And I'm so overjoyed to be here in Sandy. I started at St. Swithin's about 6 or 7 years ago, and it's a real joy to lead worship there. They've got a choir, and we all sing together in the services. There's a worship team, and we enjoy making music together. And much of what we do in the worship team, particularly when I'm around, is very much like today. Grace, my friend Grace, who's joining us this morning, in a moment, we tend to meet up for about 5 minutes and run through all the intros and leading out bits of music, and then off we go. So it's all a bit jazz, but it's great fun and very spontaneous. And I think so much of worship should be that way. With the church choir, we rehearse things over and over again, and we were very well drilled unit. Two of them are here this morning, three of them are here this morning. But even then, there are moments where we do go a little off-piste, and I think the joy of live performance is that things can happen spontaneously, and suddenly things can become bigger or brighter or gentler in front of a group of people, whether it's a concert with an audience or in church with a congregation. And so that is my work. And I also lead community choirs, which is a wonderful thing to do, meeting with people who want to come along and sing. And yesterday I was out, I was in Hitchin and Clophill, and then finally in Sandy, leading singers in the rain with an electronic keyboard, which is a dangerous thing to do. But I managed to be slightly undercover, particularly here in Sandy. The poor singers were out in the elements, and I was undercover because of the electric keyboard. But I think we had a lot of fun, and they stayed for the full 50 minutes, bless them. So it's a wonderful thing to do, leading people in singing and that sort of thing. Finally, locally, in terms of things that I am involved with, I organise at St. Swithin's a series of coffee concerts which raise money for charity and also for the church itself. And whilst those haven't happened for a while for various reasons, particularly this virus, they will be resuming. So if anybody fancies a cup of coffee and a concert when things get back to something more normal, then those will resume. And I also lead singing in the town centre for carol services and remembrance and all that kind of thing. And it's just such a joy to hear people's voices. The last 6 months I've been leading my choirs on Zoom. And I don't know if you know Zoom, but I'm very old-fashioned. I talk of it as being a computer program. It's a computer program. It gives you an idea of how old I am. And so, and leading on Zoom is very much a one-sided thing because you just sing to the camera and hope that people are joining in with you. But it's great the last couple of Saturdays to actually meet with real people and hear their voices outdoors and to be able to sing as well in church, to be able to sing indoors as well, especially on a day like today. Even though I'm in short sleeves, I'm feeling the cold. I didn't realize that summer was over until yesterday, and I forgot when I woke up this morning. So must find the jumper drawer somewhere in the house. But that kind of summarizes my work, and my ministry here is very much through St. Swithin's and has been through St. Swithin's and through the town centre. But I'm hoping very much to come back here a number of times and do some worshipful things, even do some performances here within a Christian kind of context. And I hope to be able to tell you more about that in the future. I've talked about it with Mike, and he seems kind of interested. So something may happen in the future. I started playing music when I was about 5 or 6. Don't worry, this is going to be very brief. I'm not going to go through the whole of my life. Santa Claus gave me a discount recorder when I was about 5, and it was bright yellow and made the most awful sound. But I was very grateful because it meant that I could go to the recorder group in my primary school. And I started my musical musical journey at that point. And then about 2 years later, I was in the school assembly, and the headmaster said, "Would anybody like to learn how to play the cello?" And being a very scatterbrained child, I didn't really listen. I didn't really listen at all. And I thought it was something to do with recorders. And so I walked along to the staff room where this lesson was due to be held and opened the door. And there was a big Danish lady in there, and she grabbed me by my jumper. And I'm not kidding. I remember this as if it was yesterday. Grabbed me by my jumper and thrust me into just a kind of reclining chair right next to the door. And she said, "You are late." And there were about 10 or 12 other children in the room. And she grabbed a cello and arranged my fingers around it and started getting me making some noises along with the other 10 or 11 kids. And she was such an irresistible force, this lady, that I left the room with a cello, took it home. And when I walked through the front door with my cello, my mum said to me, "How was your day?" And I said, "Oh, I took up the cello today, Mum." And she said, "Oh, that's nice, dear." And I went through and I started to play the cello, and I loved the sound. I loved what it could do, and I never looked back. At the age of 10, this Danish lady who was still teaching me, Marianne Gottfeldt, she said to my mum, "Luke really should consider doing music seriously when he grows up. Playing the piano would be a really good idea and would help him in the future." And that was some of the best advice that I was given. And I took up the piano when I was 10. And then very much later took up the organ when I was 16, because the local church didn't have an organist. And having played the piano in the Baptist church, I thought, well, I'll give the organ a go. And of course, that's a massive challenge, because you have to start using your feet as well. And not being particularly coordinated, that's been a challenge for the last, I don't know, 34 years. But still, St. Swithin's let me play each Sunday, so I can't be that bad. But music has spoken to me throughout my life. Music has drawn me to various situations. And God has ministered to me through music. There's some amazing Christian music, some extraordinary pieces, classical and pop and all different genres. One of the first composers that I was ever inspired by, Christian composers I was ever inspired by, was Johann Sebastian Bach. And I was a bit of a boffin when I was a kid when it came to music. I'm afraid I listened to mainly classical stuff until I was about 15. And then I started to listen to other stuff as well. But Bach has always really spoken to me throughout my life. His music to me sounds as near to perfection as you possibly can get. The music is so finely wrought. And with the words of some of his choral pieces as well, the Passion, the music of the St. Matthew Passion, St. John Passion, great music for the lead up to Easter, has spoken to me profoundly over the years. He, of course, wrote a number of pieces for solo cello as well. And Bach's cello suites are a real bonus to the cello repertoire. And what I want to play to you this morning is just a very short piece that Bach wrote. It's the prelude to his first cello suite, but it's a beautiful piece. The music is written for a cellist to play on their own in a chamber, in a hall, not with an audience. This is music that is very intimate. And to me, it almost feels like a prayer. It feels like a conversation with God. So I'm just going to play you the prelude to Bach's first cello suite. And if it speaks to your hearts in any way, then I hope it at least gives you a sense of peace as you listen to this. Thank you.